This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. In 2002, the art world shined a light on a group of quilt makers from the little hamlet of Gee's Bend, Alabama. The quilt makers are descendants of women enslaved by a man originally from North Carolina. Gee's Bend is an isolated place connected to the rest of the state then by an unreliable ferry. So their quilt making was inspired by need, not artistic expression. And yet, as the tradition passed from one generation to the next, their work did catch the eye of art lovers. Now, some of the artists of Gee's Bend are finding new ways to share their work through printmaking. And those prints are currently on exhibit in Asheville through a collaboration between Warren Wilson College and the Center for Craft, Creativity, and Design in Asheville. We are joined by two Gee's Bend quilters, Louisiana Bendolph and Loretta Bennett. Louisiana and Loretta, welcome to the State of Things. Good to talk with you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Louisiana, you grew up in Gee's Bend. Tell us what it was like growing up there.
Totally different than now. We used to have to do a lot of work around a farm because we lived on a farm with my great-grandfather and great-grandmother. So we grew up farming a lot.
And Loretta, what was it like for you?
Was the same. A lot of work and a little play. We got to play on weekends, some weekends, but that was work also. But I had fun, though, too.
Well, I understand that one of the differences between the two of you is Louisiana, you did not like quilt making so much. Loretta, you did growing up. Louisiana, let me start with you. This is a tradition, apparently, that had been going on all around you, but something you didn't particularly think you were going to be a part of. Am I right?
Yeah, you are right. I had to learn how to do it. And, you know, when kids have to learn how to do something, they really don't want to do it. But I finally realized in 2002 when the show started and my great-grandmother quilt was hanging in the museum, I finally realized it was something I had inherited from her, my mom, my aunts. And, you know, and so how could I not go back to doing it?
Where was that museum?
It was in Houston.
So you see this, when you first heard about it, I'm curious about this because, you know, you grow up, you're making quilts, as you say, you're working hard on a farm, and suddenly this thing is now, and somebody says, hey, do you want to go to Houston to see these quilts hanging in a museum? I mean, what ran through your mind when you first heard that these things were hanging in a museum in Houston?
Well, you know, even though I was older, I had never taken the time to go to a museum because we didn't grow up going to museums. And so when I got older, I just didn't visit one. So my mom asked me, did I want to go with her on a trip? Because, you know, and so I said, yeah, I would love to go. And so when I got there and saw quilts hanging on a wall that women in our community had done, and it was just, you know, amazing that people thought it was art, and it was now hanging on a wall.
Loretta, now I understand that you loved quilt making growing up. Am I right about that?
Oh, yes. I was trying to be a mini mama. I tried to be like my mother, always trying to sew. And, you know, that was our job to just thread the needle at 6 years old or maybe even younger because we could see the eye of the needle better. But I just love trying to sew. When they'll discard some little pieces, I would try and put them together. So I enjoy doing, you know, sewing.
Well, let me ask you that kind of the same question that I put to Louisiana. The idea of this stuff is art. Growing up, you may have loved doing it. Did you ever see it as kind of a work of art? How did you view? I mean, what did you think of quilts when you were growing up?
I viewed them as something to keep us warm because the houses wasn't installated and we had wood-burning heaters and we just may had one in one room of the house. And so never thought it would be art, not in 100 years. I won't say a million, not even 100 years. Never seen it as art.
And what did you think when you first saw it? You saw it in that museum in Houston as well, didn't you?
Yes, my whole family, we came down to Houston, and I was just blown away because I didn't think, you know, they still had all those old quilts. I knew that they had some, but not the ones that I seen on the wall in Houston, Texas. There was a lot of crying, you know, that first day when we got to see them. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
And again, you as somebody who loved making quilts, but as you said, you really never saw them as art. I mean, what did you start to think about the quilts in a whole new way? How did your ideas, or did they, your ideas about those quilts change?
At first, when we got there, I could not see what the people saw. What I was seeing, hard times, a necessity when I saw them on the wall. I just couldn't see them as art. I had to continue looking and looking. I'm like, what are they seeing? What do they see that we don't see? We thought a pretty quilt was a pattern quilt. And I just couldn't see it. But as I kept going to openings in different cities, you know, it clicked. I got it. And I started seeing, you know, the art in those quilts. I started seeing the beauty in them. And I was like, wow, it was like a light bulb came on in my head.
Had you stopped making quilts at the time? I mean, how long had it been since you were actually actively making quilts? I'll stay with you, Loretta, and ask you, Louisiana. Had you stopped for a while, and then did you go back to it?
I had kind of stopped. Well, not. It was kind of like on and off.
Mm-hmm.
I would make baby quilts. I would make quilts for someone if they got married or graduated or got a new house, but not. And so that was far in between.
Yeah.
So you could say I kind of stopped.
How about you, Louisiana?
Yes, I did. I stopped. And but like I said, after this show, I started seeing visions of quilt, and so I didn't have a choice but to go back to making quilts because they wouldn't kind of leave me alone. So
Did you see them differently? Did you approach quilt making differently once you'd seen them in the museum?
No. As I traveled and I saw more of the quilts, and I guess because I finally felt free to do what I wanted to do, I didn't have to do it, and it just turned into a new generation of house top. And it doesn't matter what quilt that I make, it always have some variation of a house top, which was the first quilt that I ever made, and which my mom loved making house tops. So it was one that I have sticking to because it just does something for me.
Well, Louisiana Bendolph and Loretta Bennett are quilters and artists from G's Bend, Alabama. An exhibition at G's Bend, From Quilts to Prints, is now open and free to the public at Warren Wilson College and the Center for Craft, Creativity, and Design in Asheville. We're talking to them today, and both of you have said that you couldn't see what other people saw in those quilts when you first saw them hanging at a museum in Houston. Pam Paulson is a master printmaker who saw something that perhaps at that moment you didn't see. She's one of the founders of Paulson Bot Press in Berkeley, California. Pam's been working with Loretta and Louisiana to transform the quilts into prints, and she's joining us now to talk about that collaboration. Pam Paulson, welcome. Good to talk with you.
Hi. Good to talk to you.
So tell us a little bit about your first encounter with these quilts.
I took my family to New York for Christmas break in 2002, and right after the new year, we went to the Whitney and saw the quilt show. I was really impressed. My husband was impressed. My kids loved it. I came back with the book that the Whitney produced and was showing it to my father, who was 85 at the time, and I said, this is just the most amazing thing that I've seen in New York for a long time. And my dad said, well, Pam, why don't you make prints with them? And I was like, yeah, Dad, you're right. You should really do that.
Hey, is that the first time you said that? Because it sounded like it was hard for you to kind of spit that out.
No, yeah. Okay. He was often right.
All right, that's just an aside. I'm sorry, but as a veteran dad, I like to hear that myself now and then. So it occurs to him that this would be right up your alley, and you, a light goes off for you. So then what do you do next? How do you make the collaboration happen?
Well, we tried to contact people we knew in Birmingham. We'd done a couple print fairs there and worked with people at the museum, had some friends, but no one really had a direct line to G's Bend. And they said, you can't just call these ladies up and say, you want to come make prints in Berkeley. You'll never make that happen. So we kept probing, and a couple of years later, I told an artist who lives in Atlanta, Radcliffe Bailey, who we've worked with before, I'd like to go to G's Bend and meet the women. And he'd been there before, so I had him on board. The next night, he had dinner with a friend of his, Matt Arnett, who worked with the quilters and sort of toured around with them, told Matt of my interest, and Matt simultaneously was interested in making prints with the quilters. So we started having conversations and talked for a week, about 40 hours worth of conversation, getting to know each other. And Matt agreed to bring the quilters to Berkeley to make prints.
Loretta, Bennett, let me ask you first, what did you make of that first conversation with Pam?
Well, first it was with Matt. Mm-hmm. He had asked me, would I like to go out to Berkeley and, you know, to do some prints. And I was like, I don't think I can make prints, you know. Quilts are bigger, and I was afraid I couldn't translate that into a print. At the time, making small marquettes. And he told me, well, think about it and do some at home. And I said, okay, because I had two little small boys at the time, and they were going to elementary school, and I didn't want to leave them for 2 weeks. But after the second exhibit in Houston, Texas, Pam was there, and she asked me, you know, would I think about coming? And I said, yeah, I'll think about it. But I, you know, didn't think, you know, I said, I'm not going to.
I want to get some sense of what you might be getting into. Pam, how does a quilt become a print?
Well, we had to figure that out. So the first project, Louisiana and Mary Lee Bendolph came together, and we decided the best way to make everyone comfortable would be just to set up sewing machines in the studio so they could quilt there, make the quilt tops, and work the way they're used to working, which is what we sort of try to do with all artists, is make them comfortable and set the studio up like it's their studio. So we did that and pinned up little quilt maquettes to the wall and decided to use the fabric itself to translate to the print. We ended up using a technique called soft ground, where we actually laid the fabric on a wax ground on a plate, ran it through the press, and put the impression into the wax ground. Then we could etch it in acid and have it as a permanent textural map for the rest of the print. And we just started that way.
Louisiana, what was that like? I mean, you talked about going from G's Bend to Berkeley and working not in a studio of quilters, but now you're working with artists. What was it like?
Oh, they didn't have to ask me twice. Even though I didn't know what print was at the time, I was excited to go to California. And so when I got there, I kind of got a little nervous because I never let people watch me work. And so here I was in the studio, and I know they was expecting me to make a piece that they can turn into a print. But as, you know, got relaxed, and I was kind of amazed of what happened, because they made us felt like we were at home, and they worked so well with people, and it just became like, okay, we're going in, and it just became fun. And so finally, when I saw one that, you know, that had been finished, it was like, wow, I really did that? And, you know.
You mean the final print, when after you made the print from the quilt. Well, one of the ways, I guess, to feel at home is, the fact is quilts are often made from salvaged clothing. And, Pam, you're not really – so how did you manage that to make that even happen at your studio?
Well, the first day we went out to Goodwill, and we really shocked Goodwill. We got a big shopping cart, and Mary Lee and Lou were picking out fabrics for color and texture, and we filled that shopping cart, and I think we had a second shopping cart, and we spent $600 at Goodwill, and Goodwill was quite happy with us. They didn't know what was going on. So we brought it back to the studio and then spent the afternoon ripping seams, taking the pants apart, taking some shirts apart, and everybody just had their hands on the fabric, and the studio looked like a bomb had hit it.
Yeah. Well, tell us about what's on display at Warren Wilson and the Center for Craft and Creativity, Craft, Creativity, and Design in Asheville.
There's several large quilts of both Mary Lee, Louisiana, Loretta Petway, and Loretta Bennett, as well as the prints made from quilt tops that they stowed in our studio, and the actual quilt tops that were used to make the prints as a way of showing how closely related the two are, and working proofs, even some copper plates that have been etched with a quilt texture, a fabric texture into the plate. So there's a lot to see. It's a really beautiful exhibition at both venues.
Louisiana, I'll ask you this question first, then Loretta. Do you think you want to move from quilt making to printmaking?
No, I like both of them. Mm. So I'm going to, you know, do the quilt. Because you can't really move from one to do the other one because you got to make the marquette in order to do the print.
Got to make the quilt first. And frankly, the quilt will keep you a lot warmer.
Yeah, it will.
what did you think, Louisiana, before I ask Loretta the question about moving to, you know, kind of which medium you might like, I'd like to ask you, Louisiana, about seeing the prints and sort of watching your quilt be transformed into a print, to a 2D kind of a project.
You know, I washed it, and every time I wash it, it's totally different. Because the last time I went when I was there in November, I had made this print, and it was blue, black, yellow, and red. And so as the print was going through the press, they had put the color black and blue and yellow on. And then when I saw it, it was the color that was underneath, it made it look so totally different than the red. And I said, oh, I love that. And, you know, it's just like, you know, every time I go now, it's like different. It just excites me more to see what I've done on fabric. But then when I, you know, you can change, you know, with the fabric, once you sew it, it's kind of there. Your color's there unless you want to rip a whole lot of stuff. But with the prints, you can go in, you can change your color, or you can not put a color there, which, you know, like I said, that print is called Looking Underneath, and it, you know, it made me really think about, you know, what lies underneath us as people and different things.
That is the glory of art, is it not? That takes us the next level beyond beauty to actually think these deep thoughts, and it's kind of a wonderful thing that you're in this process. So, Loretta, I should say, are you going to become a printmaker?
I think I'm going to do both.
That's great.
I like doing both.
How about passing on the tradition? Are you passing on quilting or printmaking to your children?
Well, I have all sons, and the baby, he was interested before girls came in the pictures. I'm still trying to teach them, but I got two students, actually, that want to learn how to make quilts. And I got one that made a block last year, and she's coming back next week.
Louisiana, you passing it on?
Well, like I said, I had stopped quilting. So because I have four girls and a granddaughter, and they never saw me make quilts because I had stopped before they got old enough to watch me do it. And so when the show came back in 2002, I had started back making quilts, and so at the time I had a 4-year-old daughter, and
it'll make its way through its art. Loretta Bennett, Louisiana Bendolph, are quilters and artists from G's Bend, Alabama. Pam Paulson, master printer and founder of Paulson Bott Press. The exhibit G's Bend from Quilts to Prints, now open and free to the public, Warren Wilson College and the Center for Craft, Creativity and Design in Asheville. Just ahead, Girls Rock live on the State of Things. Stay tuned.